This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, yeah, Australia. Welcome to my favourite day of the week. It is hump day and it's good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
I'm so tired that you could wrap me in a Tradie Baby Zipster, wrap me like really tight, put me in a cot. Oh, I drift off
so
quickly.
Is it weird that my adult dream is to be swaddled?
Yeah, you've spoken about that.
Yes.
It would be heaven and rocked. I'd like to be swaddled.
Swaddled,
and
rocked. Oh, God.
You also want to be carried in a baby beyond.
Yes.
You've got a lot of youthful baby
I've got a
things.
Lot of things that are very close to fetishes, but they're not at all.
Oh.
No, but you know how there's like, remember when...
Sorry, we're just talking about babies. It's weird. Anyway,
no, but
yeah.
Remember with the story about the rocker in Sydney? Do you remember?
No.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah,
I don't want to...
feel like you should tell us
I don't want to say his name because he's
again.
Suing. Well, he's suing. Yeah, so I won't say his name.
Oh!
Yes.
The rocker and, is in the musician.
Yes.
Not the rocker
is
in the person rocking in a chair. The rocker...
That was part of it, but yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You think you have similar...
No, just because that was all those type things, but
sure.
Mine are none... There's no...
This has been a really annoying conversation to listen to, but we've said nothing.
Hey, coming up next, we're...
Do you know, just one quick thing. You know we can make it happen.
Swaddle.
For you to be swaddled.
Would you swaddle me?
Tomorrow, I will swaddle you.
I love it.
Is that what you'd like?
I would absolutely love to be swaddled. Buzz, you're going to have to carry me around in a baby Bjorn.
Can't wait.
huge show coming up. We've still got this amazing trip.
Oh, 40
once
grand.
Once in a lifetime trip to Antarctica. That is on the line. But up next, Bickers.
Oh,
something
someone's
I didn't...
doing a tell-all.
Oh.
It's juicy. You were going to do a different tease, weren't you?
No. I can't wait. Let's do the juicy tell-all tease.
Stick around.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm a little nervous, Buzz, because Bickmore has been breaking out the highlighter on a news story.
Nothing.
This type of prep that I'm just not ready for.
As Sonda pointed out, it is often the highlight of my day, getting to highlight information.
Oh,
you're
mad
on a piece
for a highlighter.
I love it. I feel it's like I'm back at school or uni doing my study.
That's not
get
fun.
Get a real kick.
Wait, why?
I was studious. Like
yes.
That,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you?
Yes.
Ever been asked to write a memoir?
No.
You haven't?
No. I figured my time's coming soon. I reckon.
See, that's an interesting thought because I thought, do you think publishing houses sit there and think anyone can write a memoir, or all that person's had a saucy life?
Yeah.
Let's hear their memoir.
Or do you reckon if something happens in their life, like if they, God forbid, get hit by a car or something, they go, oh, now we'll ask them to write a memoir because they'll have to overcome adversity and there'll be
exactly.
a big turning point in their life.
The reason I ask is
saying
because
I should get hit by a car.
Speaking of overcoming adversity,
yes.
No,
okay.
There's other things I think you could do to warrant the memoir.
Okay.
It'd be really good for content. We'll talk about that after.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tiger Woods. He's doing a memoir.
I've
He's
got to
doing
do Tiger
a
Woods. Oh, God. can't you just get hit by a car?
No, he's already done enough other people, which is an interesting point.
What are we doing? 13, 10, 60? Have you done Tiger Woods?
No, that'll probably be in his memoir because he
yes,
said it's going
so.
To be his definitive story.
Wouldn't
it's
you?
It's going to be the first and only account directly from him with the full cooperation of family and friends.
Wouldn't you be spewing if you got to the end of Tiger Woods' memoir and he didn't mention any of the affairs?
It was just about golf.
Yeah, and then he goes, yeah. He'd be so unhappy. He says it's got the full cooperation of family.
Yes, it's got everyone involved. They're all on board.
His ex-misso?
I'm not sure. It doesn't detail which family.
It's sounding a lot like a golf book.
But it's talking about, obviously, he had his comeback in April.
Yes.
43, he won the Masters.
Yes.
First major win in like a decade.
Do you know how bad his back was? Do you know how
Is that why it's called back? Because he had back problems.
Because he's and
I thought
he
it was
because
he's come back.
Yeah, it's all that.
So a lot of play on
words. I told you I love the title.
Yeah, I said I didn't like it, but I do now.
You know he has to get up like 3 a.m.
why?
To warm up because his back is so it's incapacitating. Is that the right
yes.
word? Yeah, that he has to warm
Isn't
up
that
for,
the point
for
where
like
you
5 hours.
On
but
golf?
That's why this is one of the many reasons why we're not elite athletes. Because I have the same thing.
Well, I saw Ollie at triple jump today, and the stress it caused me watching him complete his 3 jumps. I was like, why would you be an elite athlete?
How did he go? Did he win?
We'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
I don't want to bring the mood down. But I thought it was just so stressful.
So it's more, why would you not be an elite athlete?
Why would you not be an elite athlete? But do you read Tiger Woods' memoir?
Yes.
Are you interested? Are they publishing a memoir if the affair stuff hadn't happened?
Ooh, I reckon he's done enough in sporting world to have a memoir.
Because I think there's a lot of people that think their life
You're
is...
You're throwing it out there, pretending you wanted my opinion, but you had yours ready to go. You barely even listened to mine. What was mine?
No, I think often it's
repeat
boring
my opinion
people
back
that
to me.
Have memoirs.
What did I say?
You think he's done enough in golf that he should have a memoir.
Well done.
Yes, thank
now
you.
I'm embarrassed to say I haven't listened to a thing you were saying.
No, I think people that have had actually interesting lives don't have memoirs about them. It's often people with boring lives that you get to the end of the memoir and you're like, why did you write a memoir?
Who had a boring memoir?
Lots of people. I've got a list of people that have memoirs.
I've got a list of people about
Oh, me. I didn't know your mate Tiffany Haddish had a memoir.
Yeah,
have
I
you
didn't
read
know that either. No, she hasn't sent me a copy.
No, I don't know how... Oh, no, I think that one's quite interesting.
What should we do calls on, Pickers? Mind you right there.
Before. Caitlyn Jenner's got a memoir. Actually, a lot of these people's memoirs are quite interesting.
That's interesting. If Caitlyn Jenner hadn't gone through the change from Bruce to Caitlyn, would there be a memoir?
Oh, see?
You have to say yes.
Something has to happen in their life. What I want to know...
You have to say yes.
I want to hear about your uncle. You He's got yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my,
yes.
Uncle, my uncle does have a memoir and... He shouldn't. If it's self-published, don't write your book.
Has something
if you
big
can't
happened
get a
in
publisher,
his life, though? The moment in his life that he's written about. What's that
actually,
moment?
Maybe that's not fair. He played for Collingwood.
Did he do well for Collingwood?
Let's keep that along with the Ollie story over there in athletes. It could have been a bit better.
I want to hear from people, right? Yeah. That we should have a memoir. People that are like, oh, my God, you should hear my story, the moment Great. In my life that should be written down for everyone to read.
Don't make it long. We just want your most interesting moment, yeah? And we'll decide whether or not we give you a book deal.
All right.
Right. Is that fair?
Sure.
What, do you want to hear? Okay. All call and waffle on for a while. Pickers will listen to you.
131060. Conditions apply.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Happy Hump Day, Australia. We are having a lot of fun in the studio today.
Food out?
I didn't mean to, mate. You just shouldn't say funny things right as our microphones go off.
All I said was Ed Sheeran's got one. We're talking about memoirs.
Yeah, it was like your thing to say to get us back into radio mode.
What?
We were talking
Ed
about
Sheeran
such other
memoir.
Wild stuff, and then you just said out of nowhere, Ed Sheeran's got one.
Do you know who's also got one? Phil Collins. Knows. It's called Not Dead Yet.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Anyway, the reason we're talking about this is because Tiger Woods is releasing his memoir back.
Yes.
And he promises to tell his definitive story.
Ooh.
It is the first and only
you know
account you'll ever
called.
Have
that should
about
be called.
His life.
Tiger Woods, it should be called, and we've said this before, my favourite line on a dating profile, which would also be apt for his autobiography, 18 Holes and Some Golf. That would be a great name for his book.
Instead, it's called Back. And I wanted to know, lots of people have memoirs,
Can
right?
Can we not talk about that on
but
air?
Have I bought
off-air chat on air?
Often.
Should we talk about the dresses?
Often people have stories that should be memoirs, but they never get the chance to turn them into memoirs.
Yeah.
But yet people who don't have interesting stories have memoirs just because they're famous.
Yeah, like who?
Examples I gave were bad because I read up about them and they've had interesting lives.
Yes.
But there's lots, I'm sure. Tamara, we asked for people that have had something go down in their life that they think would make an incredible memoir. Tell us your story, Tamara.
Well, one day I was sitting in the lounge room and my husband at the time kind of just said, you know, can we talk when you've got a second? Ooh. And at the end of that conversation, it turned out that he was 3 months into his second relationship with a man.
Whoa. Tamara, wow, does it make it easier or harder that it's a man?
It didn't really matter to me. I just wanted to throat punch him that he cheated on me. But, it didn't really matter. I mean, we're besties now. But
That's awesome, Tamara. But how long had you been together before that?
We'd been married for nearly 15 years.
Wow.
Give her a book deal. Give her a book deal.
Wow.
And so we've got a 11 and a 13-year-old kid.
And how do they process everything? Were they all right through it all?
Well, my son's first reaction was, do we get more Christmas presents?
Very childlike reaction, exactly what you'd expect.
my daughter's still, you know, a little funny about it all. But, it was certainly very, very interesting 12 months.
I bet.
Tamara, do you think for Tiger Woods' book, Back is a better title or 18 Holes and Some Golf?
I actually think the 18 Holes and Some Golf was semi-appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Tamara. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Natasha from Canberra. Okay. Natasha, what's the interesting thing in your life that you think should make a memoir?
Oh, that she disappears when... Are you there, Natasha?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Oh, hey, we lost you. You're back. What's gone down in your life, Tash?
Oh, sorry. It was my grandmother, actually, Maria. Yeah. She was a partisan during the Second World War.
What does that mean, Tash? Sorry.
So basically she was like an Italian spy.
Oh, awesome.
Cool. Yeah. So she survived being caught and in a concentration camp, which the Italians then bombed, so she escaped. She was under floorboards while the soldiers were walking above her head.
Oh, my.
She had a wanted poster for £500, dead or alive. I have photos of her in the mountains wearing dead soldiers, like, jacket and boots. I could just go on forever, but basically she's a legend. She's 95 years old and she deserves a memoir above anyone else I can imagine.
You should write her memoir, Tash. She can give you all the beautiful and heartbreaking stories for her memoir.
Yeah, I know. My mum knows all the stories. Like, my mum's amazing and she remembers everything. So one day hopefully we'll write it down so that it doesn't get forgotten during the generation.
Great idea.
I love it, Tash. Yeah. Great stuff.
Oh, nice talking to you guys.
Cheers.
You too, Tash. Bye. Finally, Beck, what's gone down in your life that is worthy of a memoir?
Yeah, so I'm an avid traveller. Every single time I travel, I seem to be followed by disasters. So I've done quite a few, travelling through New York, and then 9/11 happened about a week after. I was on the MH370 flight 2 days before the one went down. And then going through India a week after I left, I was staying at the Taj Hotel, and then that one was actually bombed.
So are you now, Beck?
Yeah.
I'm in Tassie at the moment, so it seems pretty safe down here.
Oh, God, we're going to be there for point to pinnacle.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy across the country. We're killing it as well because we are giving away a trip to Antarctica with penguining. A $40,000 prize is on the way very soon. This is back.
You are so dumb.
Wow. Really like Fleetwood Mac. I didn't know Stevie Nicks was in Fleetwood Mac. I didn't even know there was a man called Mick Fleetwood in Fleetwood Mac.
When I was about 13, I worked in a coffee shop for the first time. My mum picked me up and asked me, oh, what's your boss's name? I said to my mum, oh, her name's Barista. And from then, I learned what a barista was from the age of 13.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Wow. Yep.
It doesn't seem dumb at the time, but on reflection, it often is.
We're celebrating idiots.
Yep.
It's the best.
So Sondra and I experienced mutual dumbness this week when we were reminiscing about the gorgeous character Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. It was my favourite character in Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore.
He's always so down.
Eeyore.
Eeyore. Yeah. And Sondra said she had no idea until recently that Eeyore, the reason Eeyore's name is Eeyore is that's the noise donkeys make.
Yeah.
I had no idea that that's why he was called Eeyore.
Have you not heard the joke?
No.
The guy at the bar, and he's called Donkey, and he goes, why does his mate call you Donkey? And he goes, Eeyore always calls me that.
It's not that funny.
I should have put it back into it. I haven't heard the joke.
But I always thought it was just because he's so like this. It was like Eeyore, everything was. But
you just made the donkey sound.
Great. Buzzy. Why are you dumb?
Oh, you're just assuming Buzz has got one?
I know.
Oh, Bronte, my fiancé, is actually the dumb one in this story. We were shopping for a new fridge, and I was going to get one of those nice stainless steel ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walked into JB Hi-Fi, and it had a big sign that said white goods. And I'm like, that's where we get our fridge. And she goes, oh, no, but didn't you want a stainless steel one?
Oh, sweetheart.
I mean,
that's pretty adorable.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty dumb, though. Yeah. And that's exactly what we're doing
right now.
That's stories that we're after. If you've got if you've had a dumb moment, or if you know someone who has 131060, it is a safe place. We'll take your calls right after this.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Celebrating your dumb moment.
You're so dumb.
Wow.
Everybody gets stupid. Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
I had no idea that Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh's name is based after the sound the donkeys make. I thought it was just because he spoke like this.
Can you give us your best Eeyore?
I just was.
No, sorry. I meant the noise.
Oh, I can't do a donkey noise. Yeah, see?
Is that close?
Yep, it's very close.
Can I listen to the real one?
Not much of a house.
I didn't say anything like that.
Just right for not much of a donkey.
Oh, I love him. He was always so sad.
Kyra, how dumb are you?
Well, I had no idea that the bull is the male version to the cow.
Ooh, I had many, many years where I didn't know that, and I was on dairy farms
before. Yeah, so I went to a dairy farm last weekend, and I learned a lot about male-female cows and reproduction. There's a lot of things that you just don't know about animals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until you see, actually interact with them.
I do wonder where all the males go. It's probably not a... Probably didn't walk into it. It's probably depressing, is it, Kyra?
Well, I thought it was kind of like a rhino, you know, different breed.
Yeah, but I assume when
what
they
do
give...
you mean? Where do they go?
Because, you know, you don't see many bulls. But then I realised I probably don't want to know the answer.
I was going to say, they...
Probably.
Kelly.
It's not good chat for after school, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know. Might give you a hankering for a burger.
Have you seen that show, speaking of which, that new reality show?
What's
that?
That's coming out overseas?
No, we're doing it on the project tonight where they get all these families to have a pet live with them, a pet they normally eat, live with them for 3 weeks, and then they have to decide at the end of the 3 weeks looking after the pet if they keep the pet or they allow it to be slaughtered for them to have for dinner.
The pet really wants to time what it does on its last day with you because, like, if a pig craps on my carpet, but I'm having bacon the next day.
Oh, it's too much. It's too much.
By that argument, don't you just go vegetarian then? Why aren't you vegetarian?
It's just too much putting it in little people's faces like that.
Yeah.
How dumb are you? Got real deep today, didn't it?
Yeah.
Deep. Kelly, lighten things up for us.
Hi, guys.
Kel, how dumb are you?
I just learnt that sultanas are dried grapes.
What do you mean you just learnt? How old are you?
27.
I had a moment with pickles and cucumbers where I only learned that pickles were pickled cucumbers, and that was only last year.
I also didn't know that.
Well, you're welcome.
How did you come to the understanding about grapes and sultanas?
Well, my 3-year-old had a packet of sultanas, and he said, "Mummy, there's a picture of grapes on there." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I don't know why they're there. That doesn't make sense."
Do you know, Kel, I don't know that I knew that.
What do you mean?
I don't like that.
But do you know when they make wine?
Yeah.
You know how that works?
Grapes.
Yeah. And then they ferment and they look a bit like a sultana.
I don't think I'd ever thought about it. I don't like sultanas. I reckon they ruin meals. I hate them.
Oh, my God, the best
If
addition.
You sneak a sultana into a cooked meal, I'm furious.
As long as it's not a savoury meal. My grandma used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Colette, how dumb are you?
Hi, guys. So in the shopping centres, there's like confectionery free aisles where, you know, you can go into those ones if you've got little kids so they can't get little chocolates and stuff like that.
So they don't pester you.
So I didn't go through that checkout because I had stuff in my basket that was confectionery. So I thought I wasn't allowed to go through that aisle.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Let's give away a trip to Antarctica.
Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Penguins.
Stop, you're saying it wrong.
Bang.
Winning.
We've given away a lot of cool prizes on this show. I reckon this is absolutely the coolest one we've given away.
I agree.
Yeah.
Buzzy, it's exactly how I feel about this one. This excites me so much.
I may have written under our Instagram post about the competition that it's the one I've most wanted to rig, and I'm thinking about leaving the job.
You've already been there.
But not around the coast. This is the beautiful bit.
Yeah, you spend 10 nights in a veranda suite on board the Antarctica Voyage Expedition vessel. Oh, how good. You and a mate.
What do you reckon, Jenna? Sounds amazing.
Sounds incredible.
A once-in-a-lifetime experience. Something else that you've done, Jenna, I've been told by our producers, have you done Point to Pinnacle?
No, I have not done Point to Pinnacle.
They're sat. No. Your friends?
Yes, I know a few friends that have done it, but I've never built up the courage to do it myself.
Okay. Inspire us. Please tell me they finished it. They completed it.
Yes. I don't know anyone who hasn't done it. So, okay. I mean, who hasn't finished it. So you're right.
Did they train for it, though, really, like, properly?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Okay. That's the problem.
Jenna, let's talk less and win your trip to Antarctica thanks to Quark a bit more. You know how the game works. I'm simply going to write a word that is Antarctica-themed, and if you can tell me, based purely on the sound of the pen strokes, what the word is, this trip worth over $40,000 is yours.
Okay.
Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Make sure you tune those ears in. I'm going to start writing the word now. What do you think it is, Jenna?
Oh, gosh.
Do you have any idea?
Not really, no.
Did you hear the letter break down? How many letters do you think it was?
There's a few, maybe like 8.
Okay. And were there any letters in there that you recognised?
I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Have a guess.
Take a stab, Jenna.
Let's go with Glacier. That's all I've got.
Ooh. Jenna, I can tell you there is an R in the word.
Okay.
There's an E in the word. There is an A in the word.
Okay.
You are halfway to winning the dream of a lifetime. Unfortunately, it's not enough. The word was water, Jenna.
Okay, thank you.
But congratulations, great guess. Whoa.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. That is great news for everybody else. It means penguining and the amazing Triple Wife Time in Antarctica is back.
Yeah, if you want to register, you can do so at carryandtommy.com.au. Save on expeditions to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, what a day yesterday was, because I was reflecting upon clearly the biggest news story of the day.
A jogger whips down her pants and gets down to business.
It's another poo jogger.
Roxy claims this woman is a repeat offender.
Imagine someone comes to your house and then poo there. How would you feel about it?
In what world would anyone feel it necessary to, I guess, take a shit on the street in the morning?
People get very fired up.
Everywhere I went last night, the poo jogger was the talk of the town. The poo jogger was the most famous person in the country yesterday.
I know. That happened with the last poo jogger as well.
Isn't that wild? Yes. If you're listening, kids, if you're listening and you think, how do I be famous?
No.
Well, you used to have to work hard, put out a single. Now you're pop a squat behind a car.
I'm still not convinced this woman doesn't just have bowel issues and wasn't doing it for
infamy.
Fame. Yes.
And it's just come along as a nice little byproduct.
No, not Isn't a nice little. She's sitting there going, oh my God, I hope no one recognises it's me.
Well, I admire the poo jogger because I never thought this would be the emotion that I looked at it with.
Admiration.
I admired some of it. I admired that she was doing something that I can't do.
Which is what? Take a poo in a
street. She just at one moment went, yeah, bugger it. And I thought, remember we've talked about when your phone alarm goes off in the morning and how you think sometimes, oh, I just won't go to work or I'll just quit or whatever. Yeah. And I've never done any of those things. And I could never do what she did. And I was thinking, God, isn't the poo jogger something that we can all aspire to have that? She's had a bugger it moment.
It's actually not a moment that's happened in her head. It's just that she has involuntary actions down below.
But maybe that's where it needs to come from for me. Maybe I need something to happen from the gut.
Stop thinking it. Feel it.
I need to feel the emotion
and
do something wild.
I don't know. You don't need any help doing wild things.
I need wild.
You don't, though. You're already wild, mate.
I'm not wild. I've never done anything spontaneous. Yeah. See, even that, you knew what I was going to say. So depressing. Even the next word to come out of my mouth wasn't spontaneous enough to surprise you.
Okay, so what are you thinking?
Let's try this. I'll try it on the count of three. I'm just going to say a word.
Yeah.
And let's see if you can pick it. You have to say something at the same time.
Yeah.
And let's see if it's the same word that comes out of our mouth.
What word am I looking at?
Okay. This could be, okay, let's go.
No, I want to know more about what thing you want to do. I
just
want to play the game.
I just want to, I realise it's a weird chat to have with you on air because I realise the thing
you
that I'm thinking.
You just want to quit your job.
I want to quit my job.
It's fine.
Yes. Yes.
Do I come with you and my family and we just do the show somewhere else?
Yes.
We move.
Sonda, where can we go? Sorry, she's got to turn her microphone on. Sonda.
Hawaii?
See, you can't even spontaneously talk. You've got to turn your microphone on.
We can do whatever you want. Why don't we go to a show from a secret location?
That's not bad.
Anywhere.
Well, I love it.
Give you a little thrill.
And while we're there, let's take a poo in the streets.
Okay.
Sonda does that weekly.
Oh, see, I admire Sonda as well. Son, how is it living life as a poo jogger?
anything could happen at any time.
Isn't that? Because look what we're missing out on.
But you end up being covered in a rash and pooing yourself.
I mean, it's not all glory, is it?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Fuzzy, let's crack in, I reckon.
We interrupt this broadcast with breaking news.
Here is the latest news.
The latest news.
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 From across the Dutch.
Oh, hi everybody, I'm Tommy, and welcome to News from Across the Dutch, and my co-host is here. Why don't you introduce yourself, co-host?
Hi, I'm Carrie.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
I'm so bad at it.
That was good.
What I've noticed, because I watched you tell...
What's happened to my co-host?
So I can't maintain it. What I noticed when you were talking to the project audience the other night in your New Zealand accent is that you
Buzzy,
have to clench...
Who's this woman talking to me?
I've got no idea, bro.
And where did my co-host go?
You have to clench your hands, your buttocks, and stand on your tippy toes, and that gives you the upward inflection.
I squeeze a little voice out of me. Do you want to try that? Clench your buttocks.
Clench your buttocks.
And no, I mean, clench your buttocks. Don't just say clench your buttocks.
Squeeze a little voice out of me.
Yeah, it's not bad. Hey, Pickers, shall we crack on to the news? Dunedin is furious because they had the steepest street in the world. Look at that. Pretty steep, wouldn't you say?
That's where we should train for Point of Pinnacle.
Funny you say that. I've run up that street.
Have you?
I have. I got a T-shirt made up that said, I've run up the steepest street in the world. But the Guinness Book of Records have recognised what's that? Another street as the world's steepest. There's a show called Judge Rinder. Did you know that?
In New Zealand.
No, this is in Wales, but I understand why you would have thought that this was in New Zealand.
Well, I'm so confused.
It's a very confusing story.
Why are we in Wales?
Because this is what happens when I don't do any research into the story.
So you're about to tell me about the steepest street in New Zealand, but
yes,
there's another street in
Wales
overtaken. Competing for the
yes.
title.
And according to Judge Rinder, who I don't want to be honest.
Judge Judy, but in Wales.
They awarded the steepest street in the world to this street. See if you can read that.
Ford Penleck.
Isn't it for Ford?
Pardon?
It's two F's.
For Ford Penleck.
For Ford Penleck. This segment has gone to the absolute shit. Because you read your story. I gave you a story.
But I can't read the
accent. Oh, read the Fleming story, Bickmore!
I can't read the story.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to do the accent.
Is this the worst radio that anybody has ever heard?
I've told you that from the moment you started this segment 5 weeks ago.
Buzzy, play the opener again. Let's finish.
News.
News.
News. From across the Dutch.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
QZ with Ed Cavalli in next to drive you home.
Yeah, very excited.
It is. It's very exciting, guys. What have you got coming up on the show?
Well, before we get to what you want to do, Ed, we've got to say, have you heard about the Jennifer Aniston photo?
She had a new haircut or something.
Oh, joined Instagram.
Joined Instagram, and she's got 5 million followers within
Are you
24 hours.
Of Jen?
Well, I am, but Ed Cavalli has never joined Instagram, but he's starting.
Ed.
He's going to join Instagram at the start of our show.
Yeah.
You need a pic from Friends.
We've done it. We've recreated the friend Jennifer shot.
I played Matt LeBlanc.
He did.
LeBlanc.
Okay. LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Whatever.
LeBlanc.
So Ed thinks he can get 10,000 followers.
10K Wednesday.
By the end of the show.
My dad's on Instagram.
How's your
day
going?
Absolutely. He hasn't posted. And I believe
he hasn't posted anything yet, and he's already got heaps of followers.
How many is it about?
And he comments on all of our posts. He's on mine all the time.
Okay.
So there you go. 3,643.
Without posting anything.
If you can beat
his... You've got to knock the enforcer off.
If you can beat the enforcer today...
Come on, when am I allowed to give out my handle?
I was going to say, do you want us to give some early...
When can I give out my handle?
No, we're going live at 4:30. You can say it's the real Ed Cavalli,
yeah,
but we're going
the real Ed Cavalli.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's at the real Ed
Cavalli. Yeah.
That's are you presuming there's a lot of fake Ed Cavalli?
No, someone's already got it.
There is one, apparently.
Yeah, someone's got it.
Mm. And are they putting up photos of you?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
No, maybe Ed Cavalli. Yeah. Possible that their name
is. There's
the only one in the world.
Well, it could be. It's Edward Cavalli.
I'm the only person in the world called Ed Cavalli.
You're the only person in the world called
Ed Cavalli.
I did not know that. All right, well, that's disappointing.
So, bad luck. Now let's get to the matter at hand.
What do you mean? Is there lots of Tommy Littles?
Yeah, there would be.
No,
Littles. I've always been at school with another Little.
I don't reckon
there'd
be Carrie Bickmore.
I reckon there would be.
Do you reckon?
I reckon there would be.
Yeah, it would be.
10, 6, 7.
Yeah, definitely.
How did you find that out?
Dave Hughes is one of the most common names in the world.
Yeah, we know that. So that's why you're not in this conversation.
Oh, good. But you know what? I'm trying to get involved. But what have you got, Ed?
Okay. The investigation is over. And we told you that yesterday, of course, there was Windy Bindy that you guys you hadn't heard before.
Yes.
So I've
yes.
Brought the audio for you. So, of course, this is Carrie Bickmore's plan to start Flatulence on Air. Muddy Monday, if you want, or Windy Wednesday, if you will, as your invention.
Oh, it is Windy Wednesday.
It's Windy Wednesday today.
I haven't been doing much wind action.
Still a chance. And here comes, this is, of course, from Dancing with the Stars in the United States. This
the big
is
one.
The big one when Bindi was in a dress and she was squeezed by her dance partner and let it rip.
The first couple who is safe is Bindi and Derek.
What?
Hold on.
And that wasn't doctored.
Is there a mic down that part of her body? How did you hear
yes,
it so loud?
Because he sort of picks her up and she's got a mic. And so as he sort of picks her up, it gets him on both mics.
Oh.
She won the whole competition though, so it didn't hold it. They didn't vote her out.
It's like the poo jogger. When you got to go,
because
you got to go.
When you're considering whether or not to do Dancing with the Stars, remember
I wouldn't
this.
Be able to eat anything.
If you do a lift, like a Dirty Dancing yes. style, if you get lifted, you might
that,
take off.
That helped her win.
Have you been asked again, Carrie? Have you been asked again to do it this next time around? Because I just got asked. I just turned it down. Honestly, this week, I just said no.
You turned it down?
Yeah.
Why so not?
I don't know. Why did you turn it
did
down?
They ask the real Ed Cavalier?
Actually, they might. Yeah. They got hold of him. Carrie, have you been asked because if you're in, maybe I'll be.
I have been asked to do it before. I won't be doing it. No.
You're busy as well.
I've got a bit going on.
It's for people who don't have much on. Let's be honest.
I would love to do it though because I love dancing. I used to dance for a very long time, and I quite genuinely, if I was to do any reality show, that's the show I'd want to do.
You'd be great at it. I reckon you'd win.
Anyway.
Hughie's sounding a bit bitter, like someone
hasn't asked him.
Yeah.
Mate, you got enough going on.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right, Tom.
The masked dancer. Let's do the masked dancer.
I tell you what, Hughie, we have a problem. He's going to bring some masks in. We're going to bring some masks in.
Yeah, I ran into a production meeting today, and it's all masks now, Hughie. We have a problem.
All right, we're out of here. Hughie and Ed Cavalier in next to drive you home. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Have a good one, guys.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.